Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show and psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, have the latest. And the latest is we are live on our stop number 6 in our 610 crawfish circuit. We appreciate everybody coming out, hanging out. And you can still make your way on out here because we are in Sugar Land at the Big Ben Tavern. And it is a good time being had here. People are starting to get off work. People are starting to come in, have a good time. Shannon and Steve have made it to their sixth straight appearance. Give them a hand. This is six straight. They've been all the way around. You can still make your way on out here because we are in Sugar Land at the Big Ben Tavern, and it is a good time being had here. People are starting to get off work. People are starting to come in, have a good time. Shannon and Steve have made it to their sixth straight appearance. Give them a hand. This is six straight. They've been all the way around with us. Six straight here. They're coming later and later each week, later and later. Yeah, there we go. 4:45 this time, I believe, in my mind. But that's all right. As long as they make a face, make their face.
Hey, you show up at 2 o'clock and then got to drive an hour. That ain't always the best decision. That ain't the best life decision right there. But this is going to work out better for him, man.
Having a great time. Congratulations to Robert, who is our latest winner of our $25
Baytown
gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Eastside Roots right there, boy.
Clint, we got one more. One more to hook somebody else up with. If you have not filled your name out and put it in our raffle box, and you can try to win that last one in the 5 o'clock hour, Shay is standing right here with it, and you can turn that in to be our next winner. All right, get on out here. The bugs are fantastic. The drinks, it's a good crowd, good people. Reggie's out here. Figgy's out here. Come on out and have a good time.
Where's Lopez?
Fishing, I would assume.
Where the hell is Lopez?
Fishing, I would guess. Fishing, enjoying himself, fishing or smoking some meat.
Lopez said, hell, I did that stuff. I traveled around a live broadcast back when I was about 40. I ain't doing that no more, y'all.
Man, that's right.
I'm on that back patio, man. I got something. I'm smoking some meat, drinking some dirty water.
I hear you. All right, here we are as it is 5 o'clock fire, and there is some Astros news that we want to get across before we get you ready for this game tonight as they will take on the Reds coming up behind their ace, Hunter Brown. Here are a couple of news and notes here for the Astros. Hayden Wesneski, who has been a big, big, big key in their rotation, has pitched far better than a fifth starter. He is going to the IL with the dreaded right elbow discomfort. The captain, manager Joe Espada, said Hayden Wesneski alerted the Astros training staff yesterday that his elbow didn't feel right. Wesneski has seen team doctors now, and the Astros still plan to deploy a six-man rotation with the Espada. So a lot there, Clint. The scary point is right elbow discomfort. That is generally a concern for UCL or Tommy John. We've seen that from Lance. We've seen that from Justin Verlander. We've seen that from Christian Javier. We've seen that from
Garcia.
And who's our guy that was here also? Jose
Urquidy.
He also had the the shoulder or the right elbow discomfort. So we've seen that a lot. So there is a concern whenever you see that. But also, Clint, what's your thoughts about a potential six-man rotation? Not potential, hell, they said they're still going with it. A six-man rotation that includes, obviously, right now at this point, Spencer Arrighetti is not ready to go yet, but will include potentially maybe A.J. Blueball, who came up for a start. They also say Colton Gordon could be a logical candidate in AAA. But your thoughts with a six-man rotation that has Spencer Arrighetti and Hayden Wisniewski out of it?
Well, I mean, my thoughts are immediately that if you're still going to lean into a six-man rotation, it's got to be for the big boys at the top, right? I mean, to try not to wear down Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Lance McCullers, now that he's back, Spencer Arrighetti once he gets back. I got to believe that the reason you choose to go Gusto one start and then Blue Ball the next, I mean, and force a six-man rotation is it's not to get guys the work. Like, I was hoping a six-man rotation would come into effect because you get Lance McCullers back, you get Spencer Arrighetti back, you got Wisniewski. Now all of a sudden you got six starters that you'd like to continue to get work. But instead, it seems like it to me, when you're getting these other guys that are going to be non-factors down the stretch, when you're getting them starts, then it's probably to make sure you don't fatigue your top guys too much and give them a little bit more rest time. So I don't care one way or another, to be completely honest with you. We'll see how it all unfolds. I mean, my sights are set directly on Spencer Arrighetti. When can he get back? How bad was this issue with his throwing hand? He got pelted in batting practice somehow. Are we still playing long toss in the outfield while the opponents are taking BP? That kind of thing. I'm more focused there than the six-man rotation.
Yeah, and those wondering at home, like, what would that six-man rotation look like? And that would be, Clint, right, Framber Valdez, Hunter Brown, who's going today, Lance McCullers, who all of a sudden feels less and less like luxury Lance. All right, like, we're starting
more
to
like
get to a point, Tyler, where this is a you need Lance, as he has somehow in one start slid himself to the three spot in this rotation. And then Ronel Blanco, and then Gusto, and then probably A.J. Blueball. That would be the six-man rotation. And I'm with you. I think Lance is somebody they had in mind to protect and obviously to keep, maybe, because Framber don't need one. I don't think Hunter needs one. That's the only other part of that is, You are getting less Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez in a six-man rotation because you're going through that. But right now, I think they're kind of calculating and saying, hey, we want to make sure that we're giving Lance as much rest as we can. And I think a point you made is Spencer Arrighetti has to be close.
Yeah,
now that's the thought. He has to be close to returning back and being a part of it. And so then you feel a lot better if it is him, you know, and Gusto as the sixth starter there. So that's the one to watch. We have no idea how long Wisniewski will be out, but it is a concern. Also, news among that as well with the starters. Christian Javier, as we know, he had Tommy John surgery. He threw 15 pitches off the mound today in West Palm Beach, also known as Jose Abreu Field. He threw 15 pitches there. Joe Espada's
Coast League.
Yeah, it's
Gulf
Coast. Yeah, West Palm. Joe Espada said it's the first time throwing off a mound since Tommy John surgery. Also said it would be, the thought is, he is a long, 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 long way to go, but it is a milestone nonetheless. So hopefully they can get him back tonight. Get him back sometime. Maybe this season. That would be a big thing if they can get him back, especially if they're still competing. Somebody we know they will have, Clint, is Hunter Brown. He gets the ball tonight, and they will take on the Reds, a team with a losing record, a team that you're looking, hey, can you win series on this homestand? The lineup, if you missed it, Jeremy Pena, Jose Altuve is in left field, Paredes, Walker, Diaz is the catcher tonight, and then Jake Myers, Zach D's Nuts, DeZinzo, as well as Brendan Rodgers, who is the DH for some reason, and then Mauricio Dubon. That is the lineup today, Clint. So hopefully they can get this thing done against the Reds and get themselves going a little bit. I do think this is a big 13-game stretch before they play the Mariners. And and they're playing some teams that have losing records, that have scuffled a bit, that I think they can take advantage of. It starts kind of here to see if they can get going here.
Hey, Pena's swinging it well. He's literally worked himself into the leadoff spot. And Yiner Diaz is coming. Jake Myers is swinging it well. Can those guys keep doing it at that clip right there, man? That's really, for me, where it's at. I'm a believer in Isak Paredes. I think Christian Walker's just a matter of time. Jose Altuve. And obviously you got Alvarez whenever he gets back, man. If whenever this thing hits stride, you got Pena hitting well enough to still be in the leadoff spot, and you've got Yiner Diaz and Jake Myers in that 6-7-8 range right there. The Astros are gonna be hell to deal with. That'll be fun to watch. We'll see if the stars align. But right now, I'm telling you, this next stretch, as long as Yordan Alvarez is not in the game, they're going to be more dependent on again the Jeremy Pena, Yiner Diaz, Jake Myers, Zach DeZinzos. And as of late, man, as fans, we got to be absolutely stoked about what these guys have brought to the table. Now, look, again, Altuve started hot and he's kind of tailed off. We know who Altuve is. Yordan Alvarez, we hope like hell, and we got a lot of confidence that he's going to come back and swing it as well as anybody in the league. Maybe not name Aaron Judge, but he's going to swing it. He's going to swing it really well. These other guys hitting stride is big time, man.
Yep. All right. See if they get it done tonight here at Daikin Park as they'll take on the Reds. And start this weekend series here in Houston.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Texans rookie minicamp. We heard Clint talk a little bit about what he saw in regards to Nick Caserio. But then let's get his thoughts on the players that he saw. But before that, D'Amico Ryans, who obviously was out there as his new rookie class got going today. Here was D'Amico with his expectations for this year's rookie camp.
What's next for these guys is really just to take a deep breath and relax. That's the main thing. I tell guys, relax. And we over these two days, we're just getting them acclimated to how we do things, right? And they have to make sure they're taking care of their bodies the right way. And come in on Monday, now there's going to be a lot more guys out there in the lines, and now you're going to be expected to get right in and catch up to speed with the other guys. So it's a matter of them just, again, speeding up their learning process so they can get in line and look like they know what they're doing.
All right, that was D'Amico Ryans. They're speaking about his rookies. And, Clint, you got to lay your eyes on some of these guys. And I know many people are excited about many of the picks, especially the top three picks in this draft. When you look at Higgins, Ursary, and Noel, I know a lot of people are. What was your thoughts, what you saw? I know it's just the first rookie minicamp, but your initial impressions of these guys.
Well, I mean, look, it's a good-looking group, first of all. I mean, I don't know what rookie minicamp isn't a good-looking group, to be honest with you. But, look, we start at the top with Jalen Higgins, the wide receiver out of Iowa State. That was the top Texans draft pick. I mean, he has been compared to Nico Collins. I don't know that I see stylistically Nico Collins. I mean, I understand the frame, 6'4", 215. He is a bigger-bodied wide receiver. But to me, you got big-bodied wide receiver, which is which to me, that is what Nico is. You know, but then you've got the guys that look like they're just long. Like, to me, I mean, I don't know. I didn't look at the measurements. I don't know how much longer his arms are than Nico. Yeah. But when I look up and I look at Nico, I look at a bigger, kind of well-rounded, all-around receiver is what I see. When I look at Higgins, I see a long-rangy, big-catch-window wide receiver I don't know how he's going to play the game at the NFL level, but he looks like a guy. He looks different than Nico to me. Again, another big outside receiver. All of that holds true. But to me, the comparisons for him are more in the range of just stylistically the way they play, like Davante Adams, the way that he's got long arms. It seems like his arms are 10 feet long. It seems like when he's running away from somebody, it doesn't look like he's really running that fast. But until you look at how quickly he's leaving somebody,
maybe more Pickens.
Yeah, Pickens, that's a good one. I just saw him on TV. Yeah, Pickens is a good one. Like a longer, rangier wide receiver is what I see in Higgins. Ursary, they were down. They take the offensive line and defensive line down the total other end of the field. Other than looking like a grown-ass man, I ain't got much on Ursary. Noel is another one. He is thicker. I can see the Steve Smith Sr. comparison now. He doesn't look like I don't pigeonhole him into a slot immediately by the way he's built.
So he's built bigger than Tank.
No question. Yeah. No question whatsoever. Now, I will say this. And just the way they run routes, and we didn't see a ton of route running, but we saw I saw several different drills that are speed cuts and square cuts and kind of things that are emulating routes and the tops of the route. There's no Tank Dell route runner in this mix. Tank Dell is one of them guys that just jumps off the damn field with his twitch and his route running ability, getting in and out of cuts. There's none of that in this group. The safety out of Penn State, Reed,
yep.
It wouldn't shock me if they didn't move him to linebacker. That is a big safety. The reports are he's a box safety anyway, which in today's game is a linebacker anyway. So he looks more the part of a linebacker than a safety. Woody Marks, the running back, I think he is a little bit thicker than one may think. I want to make sure that I don't pigeonhole him as a third down back. To me, he's a guy that is a 1-2 punch with Joe Mixon, and he is absolutely natural. He is natural in the pass game as they come.
So his size makes you feel even better about him being a backup, a number two back.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, he's a guy that, yes, could he be a third down back because of coming out of two different air raid systems and catching the ball out of the backfield a lot? Sure, he could. But he, to me, getting aggressive and moving up and picking that guy when you did, is that's a bigger body that played in an air raid system. You can go out and get a bunch of these little scat backs that come out of these air raid systems, really come out of all the different systems. You can get that little scat back that used to be a wide receiver, but he's also got running back. You can get that guy anywhere. They moved up in the fourth and got Woody Marks because I think after seeing him, he's probably going to bring a little bit more to the table.
All right, that is it's a good shot here. First time we got to see these guys, and a guy like, listen, they've got a bunch of get off the bus guys. They got a bunch of guys that look the part. Ursary looks really, really good.
Yeah.
That ain't no guard. I'm going to tell you that right now. That big joker ain't no guard.
Yeah.
Higgins looks good as well, fluid, moving, and a big, big target.
You know who was out there, too, that really looks good, and Nick Caserio talked about him yesterday, the Ladarius Henderson kid.
D'Amico talked about him today.
Yeah. You want to talk about, he looks like a guard. I don't remember what his body looked like before, but being the guy that Nick first pointed to when he was asked if who changed their body the most and who worked the hardest and who that he was out there with the rookies, and now he's in a group of a bunch of rookies that have never had an NFL offseason, and he has, and clearly it was the best in the building, but boy, he looks the part, and it was good to see him out there being a guard, being the fact that we need a guard, we need some guards, not a guard. It was good to see that they think so highly of him.
All right, minicamp will continue to go throughout the weekend, and I'm sure we'll hear and see more about these young guys just kind of getting their feet wet here in Houston.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this may be my favorite story to just keep an eye on outside of Houston, Clint. As Rafael Devers, who we all know, what did he refuse to play DH before the season started, and now he has really played a lot of DH for the year as Alex Bregman, who, by the way, is smoking hot this year to start, has played a lot of third base. Now they want my man to play first base because old dude who was talking over there saying, no, Devers is the third baseman. Thinking that his job might get taken, he's out for the season.
I was fixing to say we were on to something, because I remember when it first happened, I was like, he's worried about Devers taking his damn position.
No, he got hurt.
Okay,
he's out
he got
for
hurt.
The season.
Gotcha.
So now I think Cora and company are asking him to go play first base. Here we go, Tyler. Here's Rafael Devers. I know I'm a ball player, but at the same time, they can't expect me to play every single position out there.
No.
In spring training, they talked to me and basically told me to put my glove up, that I wasn't going to play any other position but DH. So right now, I just feel like it's not an appropriate decision by them to ask me to play another position. It was the GM that I spoke with. I'm not sure what he has with me. He played ball, and I would like to think he knows that changing positions like that isn't easy.
No.
Boston. They got a problem on their hands now. works, though, boy. The tide turns, right? You
now you need me to play first base now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you need.
Hey, look, you circle back around before the season's over, and all of a sudden you need that guy to do a favor for you after you brought in a guy, chose to bring in a third baseman, and it sounds – that story's a little different, right? It sounds like they did walk in and tell Devers, hey, put your glove up, partner, you're going to be a DH.
Hold on. How close do you think the conversation was to put your glove up, or how much do you believe that Rafael Devers interpreted it as put your glove up?
I believe Devers. Devers said to GM. He went on. If you don't know who the GM is, at least you know now that he played ball. He should know better.
No.
I bet he said, oh. Hey, and I bet he said it in complete English. Oh, y'all need me to play now. Y'all need me to play first base now. But no, you're right. Like, I think he's full of it. I know Rafael Devers, who can play third base, can walk out there and play first base. But he want to get out there and say, oh, y'all just want me to go. Y'all just want to throw me out there and play a position I ain't never damn played.
No.
That's what y'all want me to do.
You didn't need me back then. Now you do.
No, I'm sure y'all go get somebody. Y'all go get him. Where's Big Poppy? Take David Ortiz's ass over there. He can go play. Take him over there. Boy, my man is on it today. He is on it. All right, coming up, as we have discussed a lot, I think the biggest story in the summer coming for the Houston Rockets, there's potential we got to talk about this. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live from Big Ben Tavern in Sugarland. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. It's,
light them up one time. Light them up one time.
A good time here. We are in Sugarland. Let me make some noise. Let me hear you out here. Make some noise. There we go. We got a good crowd out here, and a good time is being had. Clap your damn hands. Leaving potatoes and stuff. We got a good crowd out here and having a good time. Come on out here, get some bugs. I still continue to see them roll through here, and a good time is being had. We're in Sugar Land, the Big Ben Tavern. Come on out and enjoy yourself. And the party doesn't have to end at 6 o'clock. As we leave, the party will continue. TV's all over as we're watching Arkansas try really hard not to blow this lead against Oklahoma. But later on, you can see the Astros as they take on the Reds. You can see a nice slate of a doubleheader for the NBA tonight as the Thunder and the Nuggets play. And then before them, the Pacers and the Cavs play, which has been a very entertaining series. With Tyrese Halliburton and his father, you think his father's trying to get on the court tonight? They're back home in Indiana. You think his dad trying to? Because I know right now he regrets going ahead and agreeing with that. Like, come on, man, it's been two games, y'all. I learned my lesson. Let me just stay in a tunnel. Can I just stand in a tunnel?
Hey, man, just put me in a suite, man.
Put me in a suite.
Put me in a suite.
Put me in a seat with a seatbelt. Strap me in. Strap me in. Hey, y'all got to put a code in me before I go out. But, no, it's TVs all over the place. You can come out here and have a good time. And remember, coming up, we do have one more gift card that we can give away, $25 gift card. And listen up. We are doing it as soon as this segment ends. When this segment ends. So if you have not filled your name out, and put it in our raffle box. You might want to do that before this segment ends. All right. We appreciate you coming in and joining us and hanging out with us. All right, Clint, this to me will be the biggest story that we are looking at, Clint, for the summer for the Rockets, right? We have talked about what are they going to do in the offseason? What are the Rockets going to do? What are they going to add? What players are they going to add somebody that has a significant change? Are they going to lose somebody? And listen, to me, the most prominent names that we have heard talked about are Giannis and Kevin Durant. And I think both of them bring different thoughts, different potentials to this team. And I think both of them mean two different players that may no longer be on this roster that are part of the core. And I think it is a deal of, Clint, what would you rather have? What would you be more confident about? Would you be more confident about a potential of bringing Kevin Durant in, which I think would mean that you potentially would lose a Jalen Green? Or would you be more confident in the thought of bringing in Giannis, who is a top three player in the league? I think him, Jokic, right now, hell, Luka was probably there before. But anyway, somewhere around, he is a top three player who's 30 years old, that's much closer to the age of Şengün and Amen Thompson and Jabari Smith and that crew, as opposed to Kevin Durant, who's 37. What are you more comfortable with now, Clint? Who is locked in here. Now, Clint, who do you – a lot of this comes down on who would you lose. Because if it is Kevin Durant, I think you lose Jalen Green. If it is Giannis, I think there's a strong possibility that you lose Alperen Şengün. I think you got to give up more to give up to get Giannis. And I think also the fits make sense in positions. Which deal would you feel more comfortable with? The Durant deal or the Giannis deal?
Durant deal. Give me Durant, Şengün, and Amen Thompson moving forward. And I know it's a short-term deal with Durant.
I was going to say, how many good years? I bet Kevin's got two probably good years in it.
You give up less. If he can give you mid to high 20s a game, you're getting what you want. You're getting your finisher. He's still up there with the best in the league in terms of finishers. During those 2 years, if Amen Thompson comes into his own, if Şengün continues to get better, you may end up with a one with those guys. If you don't, you move on from Durant and you go shopping again. I don't think that the Rockets in any way, shape, or form part ways with their 22-year-old all-star Şengün.
Text line coming in. Giannis for whoever but Amen Thompson.
You going after Giannis? You don't get the chance to go up there. Anybody but.
But listen, I would close the deal if they're asking for a Amen Thompson. If anybody is asking for a Amen Thompson, and it's not Anthony Edwards, it's not and it's not Jokic. Anybody not asking for a Amen Thompson, I'm hanging up the phone. I think. He is a perfect fit with whomever. I think you got to look at it in two ways. First off, I've seen people text this in. I don't think either thing is dumb, and I think everybody would have some sense of excitement no matter which way you go. I think there may be some disappointment if it's Şengün and he goes, but I think most people would have the excitement of, hold on, we got Giannis, we've got Amen Thompson, and we've got. Maybe Jalen Green, maybe some shooters around him. You feel better about that. I think the reverse. We got Kevin Durant, Şengün, and we got Amen Thompson. Do we add Fred as well? I think most people would feel good about it. To me, I understand both. But I do think I would lean towards the Durant thing because I think it fits this team a little bit better. And I know and understand that I'm looking at 2 years versus 5 to 6 years of Giannis in his prime. But I just think you don't have to change a lot, Clint, about this crew. I don't think you have to change a lot. By the way, Oklahoma, Tyler, just hit a home run to take the lead over Arkansas.
No, it's a walk-off in the bottom of the seventh.
It's a walk-off. Oh, is that the game? It's a walk-off. We've just lost Clint.
Is there nine innings in girls softball?
I don't think there is. I think you're right. I think it's over.
No, it's a walk-off.
It's a tough one. It's all right. It's all right. But, anyway, someone texted in, Giannis is younger. I know. I understand that, and I understand the thought of it. I think when you bring in Giannis, I think there are more changes that you have to make overall with the team. You bring in Durant, I think he just fits and just makes life easier for everybody, and you add shooting that you desperately need, and you add more space for somebody like Şengün. I think with him out there, he spaces the floor. If you remember Şengün, they're just attacking him because they're like, here, Jalen Green, shoot. You know, here, everybody, here, Dylan Brooks, here, you shoot. I think you have enough toughness and defense behind him. And I think he's not Luka out there defensively. He's 7 foot tall that can get things. I don't know. I just someone texted in, Giannis can't shoot. How does that benefit us? Well, Giannis can do other things that he could benefit you. You would have to put more shooters around. That's why I'm saying I would go with Durant because I think it comes with less changes.
Well, that's key to me. I look at the Rockets and I think, what's the one thing they're missing? And to me, the one thing they're missing is a guy in crunch time, whatever that crunch time is, right? In crunch time that you can go to and you know if you get a good look, he's going to knock it down, right? And even if you don't, he's still going to knock it down. He's going to create the good look. And make that adjustment, give up as little as you can, keep this thing moving in the direction that we have, and I love it. Look, I wouldn't pass on Giannis. I'm not saying I'd pass on Giannis. I'm just, to me, Giannis changes everything you do in a big way.
And not saying it can't work, but it does.
Yeah, no, I would prefer to build on what you have, bring in one assassin that can score at will, and see how you fare there.
No, yeah, I'm with you. Someone text in, maybe we get Cooper Flagg in the lottery. Yeah, that's a maybe. This is stuff that you can control. I'm good on Jimmy. I don't like, to me, the dream is someone text, the dream would be Devin Booker. I just think, I don't know if Phoenix is about trying to give that up. I don't know how much, and I know Phoenix wants their picks, but I don't know if Phoenix is about trying to give that up. I think that's a lot more difficult. He, to me, is young, is the shooter, is the guy that would make the most sense. But I don't know how much they would get up. And I feel like they would ask for just – I don't think they just sit there saying, hey, we want Jalen Green in return. Yeah. Right? Like, I don't – they might want Şengün, right?
Yeah, that's – this. It's a tough conversation for me because I have no idea, like, the compensation in a trade like that. The obviously,
well, money has to match. I don't know.
I'm not up on all of that information and the money that is out there. But you know, the picks that you have, you're giving them back their future ultimately.
Yep. And that counts with the money that right. adds up to it.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems to me like the more the Rockets can keep their identity and like. Just check a box that they clearly don't have right now, which is that finisher, that killer, that everybody watching and everybody in the arena knows where the ball is going. It goes there and he can get it done more times than not. The guy that strikes fear into the opponent, you know, in some form or fashion. You don't have that guy. Get that guy and let's keep this thing moving with what we have.
And I see people like I don't think. That Kevin Durant is somebody that wrecks a culture. I don't think that. I watched him go to Golden State and not wreck that culture, right? Like now, especially if something's set. Like we watched him when he went to Golden State, it was set. He just slid in. Mm-hmm. I think there's a similar thing here that this is set, and he can just slide in. Again, I don't have the problem with Giannis either with the culture. But I think that's a thing. Like he's a coach killer. I don't think that is the case. All right, coming up as we continue, one last opportunity for you to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We will do that coming up here in just a second. We'll get you ready for what's going on after us with Texans All.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Access and... I'm with you, Tyler, man. You got this, man. Can you end on a high note? This has been... This may have been the worst week of your life in betting. I'm not sure.
It might be.
We are 6-for-19, 31% in the bets. Finally, Clint, he's going down from just six, aggressive six to five.
If you add it to last week, I'm at 100%.
He's only going all basketball. I thought you might mix in some. I thought you might go a little NBA, a little basketball, maybe some hockey. I don't know what. I thought you might do a lot just to kind of mix it up. He is struggling, but this is the night to win. We'll try to win you some money, and we'll get a little bit more about the Texans. That's coming up next right here live on the Drive.
Live from Big Ben Tavern in Sugarland. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live at our Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, and it brings us to Sugarland at the Big Ben Tavern. We have had a great time. People are out. Hey, make some noise. Let people know, man. Hey, Ben, we're having a good time. We're doing it every single Friday. Make sure you take a look and listen to the show and look up and see where we are each and every week. Shout out to all the staff here at Big Ben Tavern. They have taken care of us all. Give them a hand. Great job here, as they have done an excellent job, as well as our promo staff. Shay, great job. Osita, you don't get any credit. You just showed up as a regular. But Shay, thank you for holding us down, put us together with the fake glasses. Thank you for holding us down, and Shay has done a great job. Shout out to our engineer, Matt. A lot going on here today, keeping us on the air, both on the radio as well as on YouTube and Twitch.
Matt's mom stopped by today.
Yep. Yep. It was nice to meet moms for the first time. So shout out to her as well if she's listening. And Tyler Milner, also a great job keeping us on the air there, and a lot going on as well on his end, and he is always holding us down and taking care of us and keeping us going. So it's been a great, great time. Coming up behind us, remember, Texans All Access, as John Harris and Mark Vandermeer will have things going. And the best damn late-night sports talk show in the city, in all of Houston, 7 to 11, Area 45, live and local, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris, I get sick, Santiago, and don't make
I
enough
get, I get bubble and guts and miss game seven, Santiago.
Hold on, Tyler.
Speaking of, he's out today.
Oh, God.
Miss Fridays all too, right. Huh? Fridays are hard.
How do we feel about that? Because we did get to the bottom of it. Chris said that he had a bad meal and had his stomach hurt. I didn't want to say the company because I'm open for business for Chipotle. I want to let you know, Chipotle, I am here for you. If you need me, we could sponsor this whole damn thing.
You want that followed up with some positive, call Ron.
Right there, I'll tell you.
Oh, Patrick's out tonight, too. Apparently, he's got the poopies.
Oh, boy.
Okay, all right. Steph, all right, Sean Bajani, I don't know.
Sean Bajani.
So I'm assuming maybe Luke Morrow is with him as well. Who knows? But no, Area 45 should be rolling. Luke is with Sean Bajani tonight. And they will hold it down. But I did. Did we accept what Chris Santiago gave as his reasoning why. He said, hold on, he said he had gotten sick, and then he said he let Sean Bajani know and felt like he didn't have to then text Patrick Creighton as well because he already told Sean that he wasn't feeling good, he wasn't going to be able to make it. Thus, he thought that Sean would relay that message to Patrick Creighton. Are we all right with that? Is that, do you accept that?
I did, yes.
Tyler didn't.
I need a little more context to know with like the connection. And was Sean always in the conversation about them going, or was Sean just who he reached out to soften the blow so that Patrick Creighton didn't say, "Oh, you standing me up now"? Like, I need a lot more. I need
Shout
a lot more
Santiago.
Context, to be honest. But for right now, I'm fine with it. Like, Santiago, he's a first-time offender. I mean, I'd be okay with it.
I want to make sure I read this word for word from Tyler Milner. He also wanted to let Happy Mother's Day to all you sexy-ass MILFs out there in Houston. Tyler wrote, just want to let you all know that. I wanted to just say Happy Mother's Day, and I want to take all of the other portion off of it, except for Houston.
What age,
little part there.
What age do you get out of the MILF stage? Not for the woman, the man.
I hope never.
Like, no, MILF hunting. Like, when do you get out of
it? I don't
that?
Think you
I
ever.
I hope
get,
never.
I don't think Hugh Hefner ever stopped getting out of the MILF hunting stage.
The MILF? What is the
MILF? I mean, the MILF hunting stage, excuse me. I got Hugh Hefner, that? H's going.
Yeah, I don't know if Hugh ever narrowed it down to
Then we get a Hugh Heffer.
I mean, I'm pretty, I'm
ever,
pretty
ever,
sure.
Ever Larry Flint? Yeah, I don't think yeah, they ever narrowed nah, it down.
Like, I'm just wondering, like that. I mean, there was a time when I could have had a crown. I mean, a MILF hunting machine, boy.
Can I be honest?
But like, you get a little older, and it's like that's not.
Like, listen, I've been married for almost 14 years now. So when I got into it, like that was a no go for me.
I'm going to need you to relax a little bit and go ahead and just explain that more clearly so we could hear. You felt the need to announce that you were married, and then you stumbled through. Like, I don't know what the hell you
just
said.
That was a no-go for me. Like,
what was? Like MILFs?
Women with kids.
Like, when you were younger, you know, that
when
women
I was,
with kids
like,
were,
I mean, like, I got married at 27, so that means I was locked up around 20.
Yeah,
25.
Talk this through for you,
25,
before you screw it up now.
All those years ahead, like, I wouldn't. I didn't.
When
I didn't,
you were early 20s, you wasn't MILF hunting.
No, I didn't want ladies with kids. I didn't want to have to deal with the father or the dude.
Look,
there.
I was
against that. Now, had I?
I mean, I'm not saying. I'm not saying you were looking to date them or marry them. Well, you have to deal with the fathers or the.
I wasn't. I remember running into one and I was uncomfortable.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, married's a different deal. Like, you should be extremely uncomfortable
kid,
and avoid
kid,
those. Yeah, but I mean, a
that
kid?
That kid showed up.
Oh, man. I mean, there was a time when
ran into that,
if,
ran
she
in
had
there
a, if she
early.
Had a kiddo, you knew one thing was for sure.
Ran in there early on me. Ran in there. That was uncomfortable for me. I didn't know. That was a, I'm out. I am out on that. Like, I was 24, 25. Like, I didn't. I felt like I could.
That's
pick a
prime.
Little.
That's prime MILF hunting age, right?
You were
there.
Tyler. Am I sounding crazy, Tyler? Like, I'm 24, 25.
Yeah.
I didn't. You
just a tad bit. Picky.
I'm very, very disappointed over here.
Really, I was out of it, man.
I hate that for you.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was like, I'm cool.
Should have been getting that hunting license all along.
Again,
man.
If I were in my, maybe I'm reaching 30s, maybe then I would, like, your disappointment in your eyes are just.
I just can't believe
it. I didn't want to mess with nobody with kids. I didn't want to fool with nobody. I didn't want to fool with nobody's baby daddy, no dude. No.
I guess I'm kind of.
I'm good on that. I didn't want to fool with no young kids coming in.
But they're so experienced. They can show you so much.
Well, see, I am kind of crossing.
That, man.
I'm meshing cougars and milfs in the same.
Yeah, you are.
Here.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
They're in the same class.
Like, now, older women, that's different. No, I had no problem.
Women.
Same genome.
Older women with no children. Lover. I had no problem with that.
Sit
at that age.
Women.
Same species, cougars and milfs.
Has there been a truer song?
I'm just saying. Someone text in Ron Hill. Yeah, that slipped up.
Is that my boy Ron?
Someone texted in, MILF hunting does include kid obligation. Like, I don't want to step off into that. I don't want to step off into that.
It doesn't have to.
I completely disagree.
Yeah, I disagree with that hard.
There is zero level of commitment or even familiarity beyond if you're MILF hunting. MILF hunting, I'm talking about, we're not paying for kiddos. We ain't meeting the kids.
There's one
requirement.
Sometimes you don't have control of it.
Well.
Sometimes you do not have control of it.
Yeah, that's because you end up in strange places.
Text line coming through. They call him Dirty Red for a reason. Okay.
No, there ain't nothing dirty about it.
Yeah. Text line coming in. Bagged my first cougar at 19.
Make sure he bags
it. That is classic. That is good.
People texted in when they bagged. I do, like, again,
Pastor,
I think the
where
age.
She likes the pressure.
There it is.
She likes it rough.
There it is. There it is. The general, that's a
McClain. Here's the deal. If it's a MILF, if it's a MILF or a cougar, you don't have to ask them. They will tell you. You don't.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm just telling you, John.
My perspective is different now.
All right,
at 24,
I'm gonna end up pissing my wife off. How about them Strohs? We've been going on for 10 minutes. How about them Strohs, boy?
It was 7, but I hear you. I'm trying to step. So I said, Ron, explain that one you ran into. No. Nope. Not doing it.
A curious little redheaded kid. We're in Tennessee. Imagine that.
It was in Tennessee. She wasn't redhead.
I'm talking about a kid.
I'm telling you. Oh, I know. I'm damn too. That kid wasn't redhead. What redhead that just kind of ran into that room. That was an uncomfortable. Oh, I'm sorry. See, I'm going too far. All right. Again, coming up behind us, Texans All Access and then Area 45. Tyler, let's attempt to close on a high note. As Tyler has just had a rough week. Let's just be honest. As good as last week was, nearing 80%, Tyler has just it's just been rough. He's in the red all week long. 31%, 6 of 19. Can he finish in at least something positive? Something positive. What's T-Mill's best bets tonight?
Yeah, I would love to end on one Green Day. Because as you said earlier, I'm pretty sure this is absolutely the worst week of best bets we've had.
Tyler, this is a tough lead-in, man.
Why is that?
I mean, he just beat you down, and now you're doing it to yourself, man.
It's been bad. He's calling it like he sees it. I get it. It's been a red-ass week, but we're going to try to turn it around. I'm switching back over to baseball on a Friday night, and I do have three of these five best bets are the hometown squad, the Astros. Here's your five best bets for Friday night around Major League Baseball. First, Brewers at the Rays this evening, under 9.5 in that one. Next, I got the Twins, plus one run. They are hosting the Giants tonight. I like the odds as well. Got it at -140. Then I got the hometown team, the Astros, starting this series with the Reds, -1.5 tonight at Daikin Park. And then two Astros player props for you. I feel really good about this first one. Hunter Brown, over 6.5 strikeouts tonight. The odds are a bit rough, but I mean, that's as close to a lock of a prop you're going to get. And then Jose Altuve, lastly here, over 1.5 total bases tonight for the Astros at +155. If the Astros do want to win this game and by 1.5 runs, he's going to have to get more than 1.5 bases. That's your five best bets. What do you like? What do you hate?
I'm rocking with Hunter Brown. I like that. The Reds are a team that swings and misses a lot, so I like Hunter Brown trying to get seven strikeouts. Brewers and Rays, I like the under on that as well. I like those two. Altuve, oh Lord, he's been struggling, and maybe we're in a situation where it is time for him to kind of come out of that and
lead off bomb.
Yeah, maybe. Well, he's not leading off. Pena is, so maybe.
You're right. Two-hole bomb, wherever the hell he is.
A two-hole bomb.
He's
swinging first pitch.
Hey, followed up.
Yeah, it is tough, though. I mean, people are probably not giving him the pitches that he would normally get if Alvarez was behind him. So, something to watch there. So, but I do like Hunter Brown, and I like the Brewers and Rays under 9.5. So. Good luck, man. Good luck. Hopefully next week is completely different than this. All right, we've had a great time here at the Big Ben Tavern here in Sugar Land. We'll hang out a little bit. Clint just got him. What'd you get? 3 5 pounds?
A little 3 pounds. I knew I was going to wait till the end. I got 5, but I'll go back.
So I'm going to hang a little bit here. Reggie's here. Figgy's here. Figgy told me he was leaving about an hour ago, and he is still here at the door.
I looked over. He's hugging folks a while ago. Yeah.
Coming up, we had a good time. Next week, we're in Katy at Star Sports Bar and Grill for the next Crawfish Circuit. So come hang out with us again. I am up. Ron, the show, Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Then I look at you. Blue Balls is the one that they panned up to see his parents and his either
did
sister.
Did you call it Blue Balls or did you go Blue Ball?
It's Blue Ball, man. It's Blue Ball.
I just wanted to make sure I heard Blue Balls.
I didn't put an S on it.
I heard Blue Balls myself. Okay. That's what I heard, Tyler. I don't know what you heard. I heard Blue Balls got called up.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.